We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Symposium 2020. What exactly is that?
Sure. So Symposium is a global conference. It happens every year. In 2020, it will be in its 44th year. It's a conference that really brings together film commissions, so, you know, government economic development agencies that are charged with developing their screen sector. It brings them together with industry, executives who are in-house at production companies, producers, location managers, students, to really learn and do a deep dive into some of the hot button topics that are impacting the screen sector.
All right, and since you guys have announced it this morning, there's a little bit of hype around it. People see that Bill Fichtner was here. They saw that Kim Coates was here as well. You know, there's a lot of buzz. Are there going to be a lot of Hollywood actors and actresses here next year?
Look, you know, our hope is to always draw speakers who are really at the top of their game. The last conference we did, which was in St. Petersburg in Russia, we had, I think, 20 different countries represented amongst the speaker lineup. So we're hoping to be able to replicate that type of thing in Buffalo. I think, you know, not only is there a great local community to draw speakers from here, but you just have to consider we're also in, you know, the state of New York City. There are production companies and producers there that don't have a base on the West Coast, where we are based and where many of our members come to visit every year. So this is a great change up for them too.
I feel like this year was a very big year for filming in Buffalo, just in general. We were doing a lot of stories about John Krasinski's A Quiet Place 2, which was filming all throughout this region. And there's really a lot of buzz about filming here in Western New York. Why did you guys want to select Buffalo as a location here?
Sure. I think there are a number of reasons. You've just touched on the fact that there's a thriving industry here, and from what I'm hearing, there's been, you know, huge growth in the last 10 or so years. I think that is a wonderful thing to spotlight. In addition to that, there is an amazing amount of intergovernmental and community support here for this screen sector. Now, not every territory has that same level of synergy, and I think that's something that, you know, we as an organization would really love to spotlight, and I think our members would really like to understand. And I think Tim and Rich and also, you know, the local community here and the, you know, offices need to be praised for doing, because it's it certainly resonates. I think it resonates with productions that come here and want to come back. And it also resonates with those who live here who work full-time in the sector.
So there's going to be a lot of production companies that attend this thing, or the heads of the production companies that come to this?
We certainly in terms of our speakers, yeah. So we have, the studios, but also, you know, other companies as well, you know, Blumhouse, Facebook, YouTube.
Just as a follow-up to that then, is the entire symposium going to be, you know, centrally located in one building, or is there going to be an opportunity for them to be like, okay, let's go check out landmarks like Central Terminal or other places around, just to get kind of ideas for, hey, we have this movie that's coming out. I know a place in Buffalo that could be prime for it.
That's a really important question. So the event itself runs over 4 days. 2 days are panels and keynotes, and very much around sort of hot button topics for industry around sustainability, film tourism, diversity. We have a third day that is really a cultural and industry tour. So it gives the host city a chance to really showcase what they have and who they are, and that's incredibly important. It gives people a really strong sense of a place, so that when they leave, they've got, you know, a location etched in their mind, not just the inside of a conference building or a hotel. And then the fourth, we do a day called Meet the Execs, where we select 7 executives to come in and actually speak to the membership. So that event is the one that's closed only to our members, to Film Commission members. But, you know, in terms of speakers, we're definitely looking at content creators. We're looking at producers and executives from major companies. And we, you know, often anticipate that the territory that hosts this event will, you know, take advantage of the fact that they're in town and host them on a local familiarization tour.
We know that the symposium is being held here in Buffalo, but where is it being held in Buffalo?
That's a very good question. That's one of the reasons I'm here, to do some looking around. I mean, I know that the opening reception is going to be held actually at Niagara Falls, which is phenomenal. So anyone who attends will not only leave with a great deal of knowledge, but also, you know, an amazing memory of their time here.
We have a convention center that's been in the news a lot lately, because there's talks about either making it bigger. They say it's very outdated. So it's either make it bigger and update it where it is right now or move it entirely. Have you visited the convention center?
No, I literally landed at about one this morning. Okay. So this is day one, but I believe I will be doing some site tours today, so that's exciting.
Last question I got is there a sense of optimism, Western New York, Buffalo, for the filming future?
I think very much so. And, you know, I think a lot of that is driven by the phenomenal support that exists here for filmmakers. I think they certainly feel it. I mean, having spoken to a few this morning, and I have to say, you know, I can't reiterate enough that not every patch has that support, and it's something to really aspire to. So, you know, my hat's off to Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.